How soon life is over. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. How soon life is over.
Quanto in fretta la vita è finita.
All of us have had people in our world who have died and who have gone on to their next dimensions and so forth. And like one of our friends said when he recently lost his dog that they had had for 2 years, he told his wife, well, in our family, we sent 9 dogs to heaven. They had had 9 dogs as he was growing up as a child in all of the years of their childhood, which is understandable. Now, what does it mean to die? What does it mean to move on? What does it mean to let go? And why do we appear some places, and why do we not appear other places? We think that life is just a merry chance thing, something that happens by accident. And we think that it's just a chance that you have a mommy and daddy like you have, and that you have brothers and sisters like you have, and that you have aunts and uncles like you have, and you have grandmothers and grandfathers like you have, and you are who you are. You think it's just by chance. Well, it's not by chance. There is a grand design, and you are the designer. You designed before you came on earth the experiences you were going to have. Now, sometimes a little child wants to come on earth for just a short period for whatever, we don't understand it, but they're here for maybe moments, maybe hours, maybe days, maybe just a few years. And then they move on and we say, how tragic. Well, no. That was part of their divine design. It's tragic for us because we have lost something and that's very precious to us, and I call it a thing because we have lost something that is very precious to us. Now, if it were truly a child and the child was very special to us, we could never lose it, could we? It's always with us. And this child will always be there, just like a dog that passes on. It is always in our heart and our mind. We'll always remember our special dogs and our special children and our special people in our world who move on. But again, why do they move on? Why do they live short lives or long lives? And the question is, the answer is, if you knew that answer, you would not be questioning it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you knew the answer, you wouldn't be questioning it. And that's obvious. But the thing is, we are not interested enough. Now, you are all immortal. You're all eternal. You live forever. And you have been living lifetimes upon lifetimes upon lifetimes. And you who are alert on this life, don't even recognize that within this house are thousands of people going this way and that way, and lifetimes and experiences going on, and we don't even know about it. You don't even know what your last lifetime was, you know, what your last experience was. And I don't mean to say last, because there is no last. Because each one is a continuing saga. It's a continuing event. It keeps going on. Now, you go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, you have dreams of other experiences. And sometimes you don't like the dream and you say, that's enough. I'm waking up. I'm not going to have that dream anymore. And that's good. But other times you drift away and don't come back. And you call it death. Well, you're just living in that other dimension. You're living in that dream that you had. You're living in that experience of life where you are not visible to others. And of course, really, you're visible. I mean, there's photographs of you, and there's all sorts of things about you. But you leave your shell behind, perhaps, or maybe you take it with you. But most people seem to leave their shells behind on this level. And that's interesting. But when you go to China, what do you take along? You take along a lot of garbage. and you never wear it. You take a long... When I go to Europe, and I go down to Nigeria where it's warm, I wear lighter clothes. I go to Lugano where it's warm, cool, and I take along warm, cool clothes. And then in Zurich, I have other clothing. In London, it's damp and wet and sometimes cool. And so I have a different set of clothing. Now, I have to have all these sets of clothing. Well, now, actually, I don't need any of them. I just wear a pair of light trousers and light shirt and a jacket, and I'm perfectly happy, you know. Perfectly happy with my Croc shoes, you know. They can handle any kind of weather. And really, what difference does it make? I go into a place, a person looks at me, and they say, oh, you're dressed in a suit. Oh, you're dressed in sport clothes. Oh, you're dressed in swim trunks. Oh, whatever, you know. And after that first moment, then they don't even think a thing about it. Now, do you think people are searching your clothing to see if you have a hole someplace? No. People look at you, and if your face is so dramatic and delightful and charming, nobody sees anything about it. They don't know what kind of clothing you're wearing, because your personality, your charisma, stands out so beautiful. Now, think about that. Where does your charisma come from? Ingeborg, where does your charisma come from?
From within.
From beautifully
within
done.
Within myself.
Yes, nice and loud and clear. I love it, I love it, I love it. It comes from within myself, and that is true. Your charisma comes from within yourself. Well, now, where is that within? Is that some sort of a secret place there? Is that heaven within? That's what Jesus said it was. Is that heaven within? Yeah. Well, what is this within that it comes from? Is this your source? Is this your reality? And the idea is yes. Now, when you leave your body behind, do you leave your charisma with your body? Or do you take the charisma somewhere into your new adventures, you know? What is it to leave it behind? What is it to die? What is it to live? These are all just illusions, all just games. And I don't mean to say just. They're all illusions and games that we play because it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. Now, what sort of a life are you living? Are you living a life where you are trying to do things that are not really your ilk, not really your program? You like that word ilk, huh? And not really your program? Most people are. Most people are. Most people live their life because when they die, they want people to remember them as a nice person. Well, what a terrible way to live. You should live your life so that every moment you are...
I am myself and I have fun.
Be yourself and have fun. This is what life is all about. Now, I receive a lot of entrepreneurial reports and writings and people looking to be wealthy, people looking to have great success in many areas. And I think to myself, why do they want to do that? Are they having fun doing that? Yes? Well, then go for it. Are they not having fun in it? No? Then leave it alone. Do you realize, my loved ones here, that every single woman on the face of the earth could be the CEO of the greatest corporation in the world? Every single woman could. But now, who wants to? What is it being yourself and having fun? Do you want to be the CEO? We have a lot of women now all of a sudden coming out of the closet. They want to be running big businesses. And they're starting to run big businesses. And they're starting, what's happening is they're showing off who they really are. They like having this great responsibility and this great opportunity to use their intelligence at a high level of consciousness. They like that. Now, why is it that some people like to be comics? Name one.
Irene.
Yes, Irene, okay. People like to be comics because that's what...
Being yourself. they are themselves and have fun. I am myself and have fun.
Always when I point to you, you say, I am myself and I have fun. Not what somebody else is. I'm saying, is somebody else doing? I am myself and I have fun.
I am myself and I have fun.
And you see, that's the whole issue, the whole point of view. If we are ourselves and have fun, and we are a great CEO of IBM or Microsoft or something like that, you know, why not? Or if we are a great race car driver, or if we are a cartoonist or a humorist or whatever, president of the United States, what a joke. Who would want that job? Somebody who likes it. And the people who get the job of president of the United States, just a few years before that, no one would ever have dreamed of them having that job. No one would ever have dreamed, but that they decided they want to have it, so they go and get it. Now, the people who don't get it really don't want it, because if they wanted it, they would have it. They would have it. Who can win at golf? Who can win at any game? And the person who already sees it done. Now, death is a game that we play because we get tired of the games that we're playing. We get tired of showing off to other people how nice we are, how good we are, and whatever. What happens usually when people get older? When people get older, they usually get mellow. You say they get crotchety. They get sort of unkind and unhappy, but they don't. They get mellow. And they, so what? You know, as long as I got a healthy body and my mind is active, that's fine. I'll do my thing. They're not worried. Are the older people out trying to become the president of the United States? Many times they are, in their 70s and 80s. One of the current men who's running for president, I think he's in his 70s, you know. Now, isn't that interesting, you know? And then the other fellow is a younger fellow, you know. And now, very good. Now, be whatever you want to be. Remember Ronald Reagan? Mm-hmm. He was in his late 70s when he was president. And then there was this senator from Georgia or someplace like that or what have you, and he was in his 80s and 90s, and he was a senator. They kept re-electing him to office. And my gosh, you'd think that he'd sit back and relax and enjoy himself. Well, he was enjoying himself. That's all he ever knew was being a senator. All he ever knew was public life. And so he saw himself as senator until they laid him out, you know, and he was perfectly happy. But he was being himself and having fun. Now, we always are whatever we really want to be. And if your life is filled with not happiness, then start thinking why. It's because you have not happiness in your heart and your mind. If your life is filled with happiness, then you can be sure that you're being yourself and having fun and enjoying every moment of it. I get mail from David Kendall or something like that, and he's a specialist who helps people make money and become entrepreneurs and so forth. And in there, he's saying, what makes you successful is the affirmations that you speak. And when you speak positive affirmations, you get it. And he said, if you speak a lie long enough, he'll get that too. Now, you know what the lie is?
Would you?
The lie is I'm sick. The lie is I'm poor. The lie is I'm unhappy. Now, what is the truth? I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. You see, those are the things we want to affirm in our affirmations. Those are the things we want to say. And as we say those things, what happens? That is what we experience. Now, do we ever have to step on anybody else to get where we're going? We say no in our magnanimous way, but the thing is, we don't really believe that. Yes, we step on them. If someone doesn't make my eggs right, I step on them and I say, now, this is how we make them, you know? And if someone doesn't make my bed right, now, someone made my bed for me yesterday. They washed my cover on my bed, and they put it on upside down again. But they put it on upside down every time they put it on, because they think that the bottom of the bed should go where I have the top of my bed. and which is against the window. And they always put the ridge up there. And I think, oh, Ellen did this. But I say, thank you, Ellen, for washing my cover. I wouldn't have known you washed it if I hadn't seen it there, because the dog jumps up there and what have you, you know. So no big problem. So, you see, be yourself and have fun. And I always tell people everything right out, and then there's no problem, no worry. And people tell me right out. People say, Herb, I didn't like your talk. Well, what is it you didn't like about it? Well, all of it. Well, then it's best that you don't listen to it. I was listening to part of the talk from Nigeria on the meditation this morning, and I thought, oh, I don't want to hear another talk from me, you know. But I was in the bathroom scrubbing my teeth, and I was listening a little bit, and I said, hey, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. And because that's who I am. That's what I believe. And this is who you are. And you live forever. There is no death. There's only the death of you feeling sorry for yourself for anything. For whenever you feel sorry for yourself for anything, you're dead. Whenever you feel life is wonderful, then you are alive. Now, we're having guests today. Daniel Venetti, our webmaster. He's coming about 10, and he wants to talk with me for a couple of hours. And then we're having Oli and Gabby and Henry, who are coming from, where is their home?
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, Germany.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they work with your dad, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're coming to visit for a couple of days, and they're just going to have a...
One day.
One evening. Today and tomorrow. Today is one day and tomorrow is another day, so that's a couple of days.
Okay.
I'm always right. And so they're coming for today and tomorrow. And they're going to be very entertaining, and they're going to be very chivalrous, and they're taking the kids off to
SeaWorld
and have an adventure. And then I think the next day we go off to one place or another. But always on the go, having fun, being ourselves.
Right.
But remember, anytime you let yourself be hung up by your own emotions, remember, you can change those emotions. And nobody likes someone who is hung up with their emotions. If you are very happy with yourself, nobody likes you. If you are very sad with yourself, nobody likes you. If you're dead, nobody cares. If you're alive, nobody cares. Except you. You're the only one who cares. You're the only one who cares. And remember, that's all that matters, because you're the creator of your world. And if you want to create people caring about you, and you think that they really care, you're being silly. You care about yourself and love everybody in your world that you created and see them wonderful and fantastic. And then you'll live forever in the consciousness of peace and harmony and goodness and joy, which you are, because you're great. You're great. And I love you.
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 Thank you.